Hi there, Kevin. Kevin, my name is Paul. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Not too bad.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. And I am the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line here. Of course, she wants me to get you the details of the service, how everything would work, everything that would be included. Of course, answer all of your questions. And then she says, because the LLC is new, she wants me to kind of apply that to a new in business rate. And that's the lowest rate that we offer to the public. I know she wants me to make this affordable for you. It is a month-to-month service. So our job is to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, Tara says you're trying to get Google verified. You've done the video and things just keep getting suspended or flagged.
Three times.
Okay. Well, you're not alone. I mean, I can tell you that. And it's unfortunate for business owners that are trying to get their businesses recognized by Google. I've heard this with like almost alarming frequency in the last 6 or 8 months. It just seems to be increasing that more and more businesses are trying to do this. They're putting in content. They're getting flagged for just the silliest of reasons. And then there's really no course of action for you to fix things. So, of course, getting you verified is one of the very first things that we do. We are a Google Premier partner, so we do work with Google's back-end team, live people, not the AI bots or anything like that. So we definitely
can't work with a live person, so.
That's the problem that business owners run into. And since so much of the process is automated, if it, you know, kind of falls in the wrong bucket, so to speak, there's really no one to say, hey, what's going on here? How can we fix it? It just sits there, and there's really not much that business owners can do. So that is something that we can help you with. As a Google Premier partner, we do verify more businesses every day than just about anybody else. There's only 8 Google Premier partners in the country and only 41 worldwide. So we'll definitely be able to help you out here. And we've been around since 2004, over 20 years. I've been with the company myself for over 12 years, since 2013. Now, of course, it's not just about getting you verified and recognized by Google. I mean, that does help businesses, especially with a website. You know, if people know the name of your company, they'll be able to find your website. And, of course, the website is a nice-looking website that would give people the reasons to call you. This, though, would be for everybody else, for people who don't even know the name of your company. They don't know who to call. They're going on Google because they need to find somebody. They type in tree removal or stump removal or whatever they might type in, stump grinding service near me. Whatever they type in, as long as it's a service that you want to be found for and provide to the public, we'll make sure that you are one of the options. Of course, you'll never be the only option, and not everyone will call you. But the people that will call you will have most likely looked at your website. They saw something they liked. They're reaching out to you, hoping you're available and that your price is fair. So you do get direct phone calls. It's not like a lead-based service. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. As I mentioned, the new in business rate is the lowest rate that we offer to the public. And while it is something of like a promotional rate, a reduced rate, it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you. It's a fixed rate. So it's really just designed to make it more affordable for younger companies. No matter how long you keep the service, you'll actually save a little bit over 50% off the normal cost. You would save $300 off of our Platinum package. It brings the rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299. That's an exact amount. Now, the Platinum package is a comprehensive package that includes both search engine optimization and social media. So, of course, you'll be on the first page of Google and Bing in that local map. We'll also create all the additional content, the directories that Google and Bing look for. So whether it's something known to the public like Yelp or Facebook or any of the other directories that are not as well known, we'll create that content. And that content, like a website, will talk about your company, your services, your service area. That's what's going to get you ahead of your competitors. There is also going to be a paid Facebook ad campaign. So we can quickly target your entire service area, target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where you want to be found. Are you taking on any commercial work, or is this just for residential customers?
No, we do if a business needs a tree down or something.
Perfect. Absolutely. Yeah, that's great. And it looks like you've got the equipment to do that. And we can obviously get you phone calls from commercial and residential customers, promote that existing website. Now, again, like I said, it's month to month. You'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how well the service is working. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
Well, I had something like this before, and they did my webpage and everything, and then locked me out of everything.
Oh, goodness.
They had it going through a call service. It wouldn't even come to my number direct.
Do you remember the name of the company you worked with before or something like this?
411.
411 Local. Okay, yeah, I'm familiar with 411 Local. They're actually a Google reseller, so they do things completely differently than a Google partner does. I mean, in fact, the name implies that they can resell the same service to businesses and their competition, and, you know, they really don't get you the results that you're looking for, and they built a different website then, right? The one that you have currently, the Black Swamp Tree Services.com.
I went online and bought the name they had.
Okay.
That way they can't reuse it for somebody else.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, like I said, we don't put our clients in competition with each other. In fact, strict Google guidelines mean that we can only work with one business at a time per area and industry. And, of course, the calls will come directly to you. The whole point of it is to make sure that people in your service area who need your services know that you are in the area providing those services. You've already got a website that would give people the reasons to call you. Most business owners understand that a website's important, but of course, the website really only does, of course it works when people see it, but only then, and most websites are not on that first page, so most people never even see it. Now, you know, with the LLC.
Before Google took Black Swamp down.
Okay.
I had gotten two or three calls from it.
You did. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you know, Google's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. And it is where everyone goes when they don't know who to call. And for most of us, at least for many of the things we need, we don't know who to call. We might even, you know, ask our dad, ask our friends, and if nobody has a good recommendation for us, or even if they do, most people do still go on Google to find out about that company. And if they don't know who to call, we go straight to our smartphone. Maybe we jump on our computer.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, we call and hire someone off of what we see on that first page. So like I said, you'll never be the only company that pops up when someone's looking for tree service or stump removal. But when they do call you, they're calling because they saw your website and they're hoping you're available. So it is going to be a very high conversion rate, probably much higher than what you might be seeing if you're using Angie. Tara did attach that profile here. Are you using Angie Leads? I mean, it's an old profile for Carnahan Enterprises, but, I mean, is that a service that you do still use?
It's new. I'm using it now, but it's changed since the last time I used it.
Got it.
Now they charge you a fee per month and give you so many leads, but they got such a big radius to guarantee they could get me enough leads.
Okay.
That I can't do them because they're I don't want to go 80 miles to trim a tree.
That doesn't help you out at all if they're sending you leads that are too far
away. And if I tell them I want my radius reduced, they say, well, we can't guarantee you your leads. Well, then why did you call me?
Yeah, that doesn't help you out at all. I mean, if you're not getting leads for the service area that you want to service, but you are getting leads for places too far away to go, I mean, that doesn't benefit you at all. I mean, even when it was how it used to be, and I remember back before it was Angie Leads, of course it was Home Advisor before that, if you go back.
Well, I was on it then.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, you know, it's different
now. I'm also registered with the Better Business Bureau. I've gotten leads from them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I mean, you know, Angie's or Home Advisor or even back when it was Service Magic, it's still the same kind of service. They changed the way they operate a little bit, but the main part of it where it's a lead that you get that's really a phone number that goes to a handful of your competitors and you're all still chasing down that same potential customer, I mean, that just means that it's hard to get a high enough conversion rate out of something like that. And now that they're trying to send you a fixed number of leads and not charging you per individual lead, but trying to justify that monthly cost, And in that case, you know, sending you leads that are outside your service area, I mean, that's even worse than it used to be, you know. So, I mean, obviously,
yeah, don't get me wrong. I mean, Kendallville is almost 80 miles, and I'm that's in a different state.
Oh, yeah. Right.
But I went 77 miles and done two stumps.
Yeah. I mean, but, if it's worth it, not to go trim a tree, but I mean, if it's taking down a small tree or doing a couple of stumps and it's worth your time, then it can still be profitable. Now, what you'll love about our service is it's very targeted. You know, we don't draw a circle around you, so we can go a little bit farther in a specific direction to get to that city that you want to go to. You don't have to go as far in a different direction. We can avoid places even close to home if you don't want to go there. And like I said, we'll be targeting specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you, for both residential and commercial clients. And at that reduced rate, that platinum package is listed on our website at $5.99 a month. So I'm cutting that in half, and it really is designed for just one job to more than offset the cost of the service, because we know that when you're profitable using the service, you're going to keep the service long term. It will make sense for us over time. We're not breaking even in that first month. I mean, there's $100 of Facebook ads that is still part of that package, even though I reduced the cost of the package from $5.99 to $2.99. The original $100 of Facebook ads, that's still part of it. You're not paying for those clicks. It's just the budget that we manage to make sure that anytime in your area, someone doing a search on Google, when they go on their Facebook page, your ads will retarget that same exact potential customer who we already know is looking in your area to find someone who does what you do. So it's going to help you get more phone calls, help you get your website in front of more people. So like I said, it's a fixed rate, really easy to budget for. I know Angie or Home Advisor used to be hard to budget for when it was just paying per lead, and now it's a fixed rate. But this fixed rate means that you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. So big jobs or small, residential or commercial, 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month, it is still that same flat rate. Like I said, it's a fixed rate and an exact amount. It would never go up on you. It's still a month-to-month service, though. So, I mean, obviously, we have to get your phone ringing and earn your business. But we fully expect to do that, and that's why, as a pricing director, I'm able to offer the service below what it's going to cost us in that first month. With the content that we have to create, I mean, obviously, we're going to, you know, start talking to Google's back-end team right away to find out what's going on with your Google listing, why it's getting suspended, and of course, that's going to be one of the very first things that we do. It won't be the only thing that we do. Of course, in that same time frame, we're going to be creating all of the different destinations and directories. We'll get your Facebook ads up and running and things like that. So even as we're trying to get things squared away with Google, if that, you know, hits a snag, and it probably wouldn't, you know, it shouldn't, because we work with Google's back-end team, but the Facebook ads are up and running in maybe 7 to 10 business days, so you can start getting phone calls. If someone searches on Google and you're not on that first page yet, they can still find you the next time they go on their Facebook page. So, like I said, it's kind of a comprehensive package to make sure that you're getting those phone calls and getting those calls quickly.
Well, if I put in tree service in Paulding County, my name comes up.
Right.
Carnahan Enterprises does. First or second in the map.
Mm-hmm.
But
and that,
that's only because I'm specific to where I'm.
Exactly. Yeah.
Located.
And that's kind of how it works. I mean, it's good that you do pop up locally. Some businesses don't even do that. You know, some businesses, they look for their zip code and their main service, and they're still not popping up. I mean, for you, obviously, you do have some online presence, but for all of the different keywords and search phrases and variations of what people might type in, and then again, if they're, you know, not right there, you know, down the road from you, so to speak, then they're not as likely to find you on that first page. So this, like I said, is able to cover your entire service area.
Okay. Well, that's the problem I had, was if I type in tree service near me, it don't bring me up.
Exactly. Yeah, you have to be specific when you're typing it in. And not everybody does that. In fact, most people don't do that. Then, you know, some people will type in near me. And if you're not popping up on that first page when they do that search, they're going to end up calling one of your competitors, and not because they do a better job than you, but just because they've got that online presence. So, you know, we are able to overcome things like proximity. I mean, Google will always kind of default to putting businesses that are closer to the person doing that search. That's if all other things are equal. So we kind of tip the scales in your favor. We create more content for your business. We give Google more reasons to recognize you as the top area in that greater local area so that you can pop up even farther away from home and displace the companies that are closer to that person doing that search.
Well, I've read a few things on Google and how they keep you on the top. If you continue to put content on a daily basis and keep it up to date, you're more likely to be on the top.
That's exactly correct, and that's what we would do. You know, I mean, we could put additional blog posts, update content, add photos. Even when you're just updating services and things like that, that makes a difference. And, you know, on your Google listing, we can run, you know, promotions like holiday special or senior military discount, you know, 10% off a specific service. Any content that we create does keep you more relevant, and then that's going to keep you ahead of your competitors. When you've got someone who's actively optimizing your business, it keeps you right on that first page, and of course, that's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. Most people don't go past that first page, not because they're lazy, but, you know, they do a couple of quick searches, they look at a couple of websites, they say, hey, this guy looks like he's doing a good job, those photos look pretty good. If he answers the phone and his price is fair, I'm going to hire him. So, I mean, that's kind of how we all do business these days. If we find something that looks promising enough, we investigate a little bit. And I think the hardest part with something like Angie, I mean, especially when you're getting leads that are too far away, but any lead-based service, the hardest part is even just getting somebody on the phone. I mean, because it's a shared lead, you might get that lead hours or in some cases maybe even a day or so after one of your competitors did. By the time you call it, even if you call it as soon as you get it, that person might not even be answering the phone anymore. Just getting someone on the line is the hard part there, or someone who you know hasn't already scheduled it with somebody else. But with this, you know, you don't have to deal with that or even worry about that because you just get calls directly to you.
I did find out with Angie's List that I am pretty much cheaper than everybody else that's been quoting, because we've quoted a few jobs that somebody else has quoted, and they said, whoa, because we quoted one at 17 something and the other guys quoted them at 38.
Right. Yeah. And
so
I mean,
I did find out our prices are reasonable.
Yeah. And that does help. I mean, if you're, because that's something that, you know, most people who use something like Angie or Thumbtack, they do so because they know that they're going to get multiple phone calls. They're not always looking for the cheapest guy, but they're not always looking for the best guy either. They're looking for someone who can do a good job at a fair price and, you know, in a timely manner, exactly. So, I mean, when you're getting viable leads in your service area, I'm sure some of them are turning into work. Now, I mean, obviously, this what we do does not conflict at all with what Angie's doing here for you. It's just another great way to get more business coming your way. And in many cases, because you're just getting direct phone calls from people in a service area that you want to target, it's going to be a higher conversion rate. It's going to be a better use of your time, because time is money. And if you're spending time looking through leads that are maybe too far away, or you call them and they don't answer, I mean, you know, that's just time wasted and that's money wasted. And if you go out to somebody and you talk to them, you give them a fair estimate and they say, hey, you know, I'm still waiting to hear back from another contractor, or if they say, you know, I like you the best, but, you know, give me 3 weeks or a month and I'll budget for it and call you back. I mean, that's just, you know, time out of your day that you could be spending doing something else. And, you know, when you're on that first page of Google, people are not going on there typing in stump removal near me because they're practicing their typing. They're looking for someone to call, looking for someone to hire.
They're looking for something, yeah.
Exactly. When they call you directly, I mean, you know, like I said, getting them on the phone is the hard part with the lead service. But when they're calling you directly, I'm sure once you've got them on the phone and you're talking to them about your services, and of course, being that your price is at least competitive, more than fair, and you do a quality job, I mean, more often than not, you're going to turn those phone calls into jobs. And that's exactly how we've been able to keep our clients on board for the long term. The service does work. People go on Google when they need someone to call. every new customer that finds you on Google is someone who can use your services down the road and, of course, recommend you to their friends and family. So it's going to help you to keep those calls and jobs in your service area, your local area, coming directly to you, keep you busy. I mean, is it just you doing the work? Do you have a helper or a crew?
I got my boys help.
Oh, you do? Okay,
you
have your family. That's fantastic.
The daughter runs a stump grinder.
Okay. That's awesome. and she probably loves it, you know?
And she has a little saw.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a little handsaw that does an electric handsaw that cuts like a chainsaw.
That's cool. That's really cool. Yeah.
I mean, we've never had a bad rating. We've got all our ratings have been 5-star.
Exactly. Yeah.
We've been recommended by several people, and they don't even look anywhere else because they were satisfied so well with what you'd done here that they want you to do the same there.
Exactly. And, so, I mean, that speaks volumes about your business. You know, the quality of the work that you do, kind of the relationships that you have with the people that you work with and your customers and how you conduct yourselves. And, you know, I bet a lot of people love that it's a family-owned business and things like that, and they want to support local families and local businesses. And that's probably why you've got such great ratings and why people are wanting to, you know, talk to their friends and family about you. And, you know, this is a great time, you know, to get your work done, and especially, you know, for the holidays, people have their friends and family over and things like that. I mean, just getting your name out there to more people in the area, maybe a little bit farther from home, but still in an area that you're comfortable with, and letting people know that you provide these services, it's going to help keep your phone ringing and keep the jobs coming your way.
Well, I'm sure it will. That's, you know, I've been looking at people that do this, and I can't find anybody that I know. I could call somebody and say, yeah, we can do it for this.
Right.
But
yeah.
I'm throwing money to you, hoping that you're going to do your part. Other guys took money and kept calling me and kept wanting more money for this or that or the other thing. And
yeah, I mean, I hear that a lot. I mean, I hear business owners say, you know, I tried it before. You know, it wasn't what I expected, wasn't what I was promised. And then when you're starting to find you're getting charged for this or charged for that, or they wanted me to, you know, pay X amount of dollars to update my website or anything like that. I mean, you know, you've got a website already. We build websites in-house for our clients that don't have a website. And as a pricing director, a lot of times I include a website at no cost. We are in no way one of those businesses that are trying to nickel and dime you and gouge you for every penny that we can. Like I said, the friends and family rate's 50% off the cost of that package with $100 of Facebook ads still included. You know, we have to keep earning your business, keep your phone ringing. But we know your success is our success. We want to invest in your business, especially after speaking with you. I know you're going to be a good fit for this, and you're going to do quite well with it. We'll be able to keep your phone ringing, and you're going to want to keep the service long term.
Well, I've got the gift of gab for talking to people and judging character and this and that.
Sure.
And it's just, I want something like this. The cost is a big thing for everybody. If you're not running enough revenue, then, and the service isn't doing what you want it to do, then how are you supposed to pay for it?
I hear you. And I appreciate the honesty. I really do. You know, what I'd like to do here, if I can, and I know you didn't specifically say, you know, that $299 is more than I can afford, but I mean, for any business, you know, the budget is important. I mean, the ROI, the return on investment, is always the most important part of any equation. I mean, if you're spending a dollar on something worth a dime, you're still overspending. If you're spending $500 on something worth $5,000, you know, you got a great deal. But I mean, I definitely understand that the investment part's important for most businesses. Now, the only thing that I have in my system that is lower than a new in business rate is officially coded as a friends and family rate. And it is typically reserved for friends and family of employees here. But I know for a fact last week, I think it was Wednesday, I want to say, our supervisor made an exception for one of the other pricing directors. And I'm not going to say, hey, I've known you since high school, or, you know, Kevin's my cousin or something like that. But I'd be honest, you know, I'd say this is a family-owned business. You know, I'd say they, you know, they've been with Angie. They're having trouble getting Google verified, but he sees the value and importance of Google. They already have a website. We don't have to build a website for them. You know, I think, and plus I've been around, you know, 12 years. The other guy been around for 5.5, 6 years. So I mean, I've been around for twice as long as the guy who got it approved last week. I'm almost positive. In fact, if I have to, it's after hours already. If I have to ask for forgiveness later versus permission now, I'd go that route. But I'm pretty sure I could actually get my supervisor to approve the friends and family rate. It does keep the setup fee waived. It waived any setup fee that would still be there, but I did already waive that setup fee. It does also drop the cost of the service from $5.99 down to $2.99, it drops that down to $2.49. So it's going to save you even $600 a year off of the new in business rate. So, I mean, it's still going to be month to month. There's no contract. If my supervisor approves it, that $2.49 would be the rate that starts and the rate that stays. So it wouldn't even go up to $2.99. It would be kind of grandfathered in at that $2.49 no matter how long you keep the service. Everything else is still included. The Facebook ads are still included. If your website ever needs to be taken offline, if it needs to be worked on or updated, I mean, we would at any point in time, and it takes us about 5 to 7 business days, get a website up and running for you, even if it's just as a placeholder until yours is back and active. But that would also be included at no additional cost. That's part of the friends and family rate. So if I could get that friends and family rate approved.
Well, my webpage is there with. My web page is with GoDaddy.
It is, okay.
And the problem I had before is they done my web page, but I couldn't change anything. I had to email them everything I wanted on it, and then they put it how they wanted it.
Got it. Right. I like the GoDaddy sites. I mean, they are what Google wants to see. They are, you know, mobile-optimized websites. They're also secure websites. And your website is something that would rank well if it did have the right off-page optimization. But at any point in time, if you wanted us to, we could even use the existing domain and build out a new website for you. You would have access to a website editor tool as part of your client dashboard, your tracking, reporting, and so much more. If you wanted to update content on your website, you can do that yourself. If you want us to make the changes to your website, we would be able to do that for you as well. Either way, there's no...
And there's a number I can call and talk to somebody that speaks English?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I couldn't understand the ones on 411.
Yeah, that does happen quite a lot. And then, you know, it's pretty hard to get your point across. Or if you think, you know, I called Papa John's to order a pizza for my kids. And the guy says, how do you spell that? And I said, it's Paul. It's P-A-U-L. And then he says, call, C-A-L. I'm like, no, it's P-A-U-L. And then he says, C-A-U-L. I'm like, okay. So I go there, and I say it's an order for Paul, and he's like, what's the last name? What's the phone number? And he says, they have it under call. And I'm like, I thought so. And he says, it's overseas. They outsource their phone call. I thought I was calling Papa John's down the street. I thought the guy that I saw in front of me was the guy who thought my name was Call. But then he says, no, the phone service is all out overseas. And, yeah, I mean, if you can't get your point across, if you can't understand what they're saying, if you don't know for sure that they understand you, but you think that they do, I mean, you know, bad things can happen.
And they won't listen to you either. They say, well, you need to try this. It doesn't cost you anything. And then a month later, they charge you. And it's like,
oh, boy. Right. Now, you'll always be able to speak.
I mean, $249 isn't bad.
Yeah, you know, I did message my supervisor you know, when I was talking to you about that 249, and they did say that they would be more than happy to approve that friends and family rate. And I'm happy to do that. I mean, you know, like I said, as a pricing director, I do whatever I can. And after speaking with you, you know, I want to do everything that I can to make this affordable enough for you, especially hearing your experience with Angie. Like I said, I've been doing this long enough to remember when it was Service Magic, you know, before it was even Home Advisor. So I've talked to a lot of
people. Yeah, I was in it when it was Home Advisor. And
right, yeah. And most business owners say what you're saying or a variation of it, the leads are no good. I mean, it's either leads that are too far away or leads for services you don't want to provide or people that don't answer the phone. So yeah, I've heard variations of, you know, Home Advisor's hit or miss at best is what I usually hear or worse. So, you know, like I said, I want to do what I can here for you. Can't wear a black eye for Home Advisor or Angie. We've got nothing at all to do with them or with their business model, but we can certainly do right by you. And that friends and family rate certainly makes it even more affordable for you to get things going here.
Well, you're not guaranteeing me anything like they are.
Well, absolutely.
You're guaranteeing me a spot on Google.
Right.
But you're not guaranteeing
right.
me the number one spot. You're just guaranteeing me a spot on the first page.
We can't guarantee. Google won't let us use the word guarantee because with over 200 different ranking factors, it is going to depend on a lot of different things. Let's say someone types in tree contractor near me, and then they make a sandwich, they come back, they start their search again, they type in tree contractors with an S. They don't even realize they did that. But even something as small as adding or deleting an S can change your position one or two spots. So I can't tell you that you'll be in the first position.
Well,
second
and see,
position,
I didn't understand
position.
That.
Right.
You know, tree,
yeah.
trees, tree limb, tree. All
I mean,
makes a difference on where you stand.
It really does. But I mean, while we can't guarantee your exact positioning, and it, even that, it will change depending on where that person is in relation to where you are. But as long as they're in your service yeah. area, and as long as you're on that first page, for any of the keywords that someone might type in, as long as it relates to a service that you provide, even if it's a misspelling, you know, and Google has always shown us, in fact, with reports, that the number of phone calls that the businesses in the first position get compared to the number of phone calls that the person in the third or fourth position get, I mean, there's no clear-cut delineation. I mean, if you've got a nice-looking website, if you've got more reviews or a higher star rating, even if you're not in the first position, you might get more phone calls. If someone looks at the website for the person in the first spot and they don't like what they see, they're going to click on the next one. So as long as you're on that first page, there really is not a huge difference whether it's first position, second position, fourth position. But as long as you're listed on the first page for the services that you provide and for all the different keywords and services and variations, misspellings even, you will get phone calls. And, you know, I know that for sure.
Well, my wife's one that looks at reviews before she...
Mm-hmm.
decide something. So, and I like to look at, okay, if you got a decent web page and you've got some things on there and you're showing what you do, and it makes a difference. If you just got a, you know, somebody created you a web page and you don't put any content of what you're
right.
doing. I mean, we even have TikTok. We've got over 1,000 hits on videos.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm just, I need to get the Google up because Google's where I get most of my calls.
Mm-hmm. Of course. And when you've got the placement that will put you ahead of your competitors, even from someone who doesn't know the name of your business, but they find you in that moment that they're looking for somebody, you'll get the calls. And Google's the best place to be. I mean, for a brick-and-mortar business, location, 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 those are the three most important things for a business. But If even though you don't have a physical spot that people go to, location, location, location is still the most important thing. But for service-based businesses, being located on the first page of Google, I mean, that's where people go. You could have the biggest billboard with flashing lights, music playing, dancing girls. If it's on a dirt road, most people aren't even going to know it's there. But if you have a yard sign on a busy street that people cross all the time, they'll know that you're doing those services. It's kind of the same way with Google. I mean, you've got a great-looking website, yeah. but it, without being on that first page, unless someone looks for your company directly and specifically, which most people obviously don't do. You know, most people don't know that your website or that your business is there. So we'll make that difference for you. We'll create all the content that Google wants to see, get that website in front of more eyes, and get your phone ringing. Now, you are service-based, right? Meaning that you do only go to the customer. No one ever does come to you, right?
No, no one comes here.
And that's kind of what Google expects it to be for service-based businesses, kind of run out of the truck, run from the home. You know, they don't expect you to maintain a storefront. They certainly would not want you to have customers coming out to your home. They wouldn't want to list your home
address. Well, I made the mistake of putting my address on there, and then they thought
right.
It was a business here, and then...
Right, yeah.
They confuse you with what they want and how they want it. And
100%. And then you make a mistake, or you try to list it this way or that way, and then you know it gets flagged, and then there's not much to do about fixing it. So, I mean, we will make sure that you've got your Google Business profile up and running and listed. And then, of course, in this case, we wouldn't have your street address because we wouldn't want anyone driving out and knocking on your door, especially since you're out in the field most days. You'll just be listed city and state, not even that zip code. And then, of course, we can target really anywhere in your service area. Now, the phone number that we're speaking on right now, this is a good phone number for us to reach you regarding your account, right?
Yeah, let me see what I mean. Yeah, you called the business number.
Correct. The one on the website. And then, of course, you can receive a text message on it too, right?
Yes, I've got two numbers on my cell phone. One for comes up business and one comes up for my personal.
Okay, I gotcha. And then I was looking on the website for an email. The email is really just for us to contact you regarding your account, but the one on your website is service@blackswantreeservices.com. Is that a good email
yeah.
address for you? Okay.
Yeah, that came with the website.
Okay, there's a P. I don't know if you noticed that between Black Swan and Tree Services, there's a P, the letter P, like Paul, on your website. And that's not accurate, right?
It's blackswantreeservices.com. Yeah.
Right.
I'd have to look at it.
Yeah, they for some reason, there's a typo. But and then, oh, Tara never got your last name.
Carnahan.
Oh, just like the old business name? I gotcha.
Yeah. I couldn't LLC it because somebody else had it.
Oh, no kidding. So the name of the business that you want it branded, at least according to Tara, is Black Swamp Tree Services with the LLC on it,
yeah.
Right? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, the next step would be to schedule what's called a client interview. It's exactly like it sounds. Our client interview technician, Google trained and certified, will be reaching out to you to speak with you in great detail about your company, your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what is unique about your business, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. You don't necessarily have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, but it is something that we would want to do as quickly as possible. And then the other thing I wanted to do is to add a little bit of extra protection here on your account, another layer of security. It's a security question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us they are with Black Swamp Tree Services LLC, even if it's you, Mr. Carnahan, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And then if anyone were to call you and say that they're Google or local Splash, they would need to know both my name and both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information basically immediately, you should not talk to them. If anyone calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that wouldn't be us, and you wouldn't want to entertain that phone call. It is the exact amount of $249, and that's with the setup fee waived. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name, which of those would you want for your security questions?
Use the first pet.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
Shadow.
Shadow, okay. So type it in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. And then it is exactly 249. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
MasterCard.
Is it your name on the card first and last? Any middle initial or
yes.
The business name?
Just first and last.
Kevin Carnahan. If it's a MasterCard, it should start with a 5. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5430?
Yes, sir.
0500?
Okay.
0338?
Yes, sir.
You got the 0338?
I got a lot of zeros, yeah, but I do have the 00338.
Okay, yeah, 0500-0338. 1146 is the last four.
1146. Not the most zeros I've seen on a card, but that's a lot. and the crazy part is I can't put any spaces or dashes or anything like that. So towards the end of the day, they all kind of
blend
together. It does, but let me just see if I can read it back to you. I've got 5430-0500-0338-1146.
Yes.
And then the expiration month and year?
4/31.
4/2031. And then the last three digits on the back of the card.
828.
828. 828. Got 828 on the back and April or 04/2031 for the expiration date. Does that, that card bill to the 7438 Road 151?
Yes.
And that's 45879. Now,
yes.
I do need to read what's called a voice verification. Because we are a Google Premier partner, it is required of us. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account so you know that it is a flat rate, that in this case, it is a reduced rate, the friends and family rate, that $249, that we've waived your setup fee, that we're including Facebook ads for you, etc. The voice verification is recorded, Mr. Carnahan, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Carnahan. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Black Swamp Tree Services, LLC.
And that is exactly how I have that, services with the S on it and with the LLC included. And then, Kevin, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Kevin Carnahan, owner.
And Mr. Carnahan, as the owner of Black Swamp Tree Services, LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And for the billing information, that MasterCard in your name, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account, right?
Yes.
Of course. It does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. And that's because it's our job to make sure that your business information online, that you get phone calls directly from people that need your services in your service area. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Kevin, of course you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. There's a couple of reasons that we ask. I mean, obviously, with all the content that we will be creating for Black Swamp Tree Services LLC, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important, we'll make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so that we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Carnahan, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, we are, like I said, a little bit past the end of the day, so we will do your client interview tomorrow if you're available. We usually get the client interviews done first day, second day, third day, so doing it tomorrow gets the ball rolling, expedites the process. Days 5 through 7, that's when all of your directories are already submitted, something for us to track, so you will have access to your client dashboard in that time. Your Facebook ads, they want us to say 7 to 14 days to get those attached to your website and up and running for you, but it's usually less than that, maybe 7 to 10 days. 45 to 60 days, everything's firing on all cylinders. You're listed for all of your services throughout your entire service area. And whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, we will always provide continuous reporting, ongoing review, and customer support. Now, it is, like I said, a fixed flat rate. The setup fees waived. It's our friends and family rate. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 20th of November, in the very reduced total amount, officially our friends and family rate, of $249.00. That $249, Kevin, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. So there's no hidden taxes or fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone. The Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. And, of course, it is a month-to-month service. Recurring payments will be on the 20th of the month in that exact same reduced rate, the friends and family rate of $249. And, again, that rate will never go up on you. You may discontinue your agreement at any time. For any reason, no questions asked, you can pause it too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. Of course, with any form of advertising, we do want you to give it a chance. We're hoping you give it at least 2 to 3 months. Make sure you see the maximum return on investment. We know after that you're going to want to keep it. You can cancel at any time. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, there's an early termination fee. And all that we request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Carnahan, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Kevin, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So in about a minute or so, our automated system is going to send you a confirmation email or a welcome email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy, though, to give you that information now.
What was that again?
That's the number for client support. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you that same business day, unless they get the email either after hours or very late in the day, in which case they'll follow up with you the following business day. Now, our client support phone number and the support email will be on a welcome email that you should get in a couple of minutes here. But if you want to write it down or type it into your phone, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Well, should come with the email.
It sure will. You'll get it through our automated system to service@blackswamptreeservices.com. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the email, you did get it. Yeah, let me just refresh my system and see. So you got the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. Click on that real quick. It's going to say, hello, Kevin. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. A couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click on those two words, click here. It's going to be hyperlinked to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. It should open up talking about the terms of experience and the services that we'll be providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Do you see that?
I see mobile phone number. I agree.
Correct. Yeah, you can scroll above all of that. We do want you to click on all three of those boxes, though. One, the first one lets us send SMS or text messages. And then the longer box is where you would type in or copy and paste your first and last name. It is case sensitive, so the K and the C are capitalized. Clicking the confirm signature box does a few things. It lets us know that you know that it's a flat rate, that it's the friends and family fixed rate, no setup fee, etc. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure any information that's out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. Looks like you were successful in submitting that. If it takes you to a login screen and asks you to type in your username and password, you do not need to go that next step just now. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you are trying to access it, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be something to track. Let me just pull up that client interview calendar right now to see what we can schedule for tomorrow. You're welcome.
This will be the page where I would log in.
That is correct. And you'll get, our system sends our emails out in bulk every couple of minutes. So I don't see it being sent just yet, but you should get your welcome email. That's going to have your login credentials. I can pull it up on my end before you even get that email. Your login credentials, your username is going to be your phone number. Area code is included, but it's just the phone number. There's no dashes or spaces or parentheses. So, of course, that makes it 419-670-8759. It is set up in our system already, so you cannot change it. But, of course, it's designed to be easy for you to remember and also easy for us to access and associate with your account. At this point, your default password is good media. Of course, all lowercase, no space, GOODMEDIA. You can change your default password as much as you like. You'll actually get notification in the next couple of days once your tracking system is active. And then you can try at any point in time, but you might get an error message that everything's still trying to be set up. Now, for your client interview tomorrow, it looks like our earliest would be 10:30. The latest would be 6:30, and there's just about almost one spot available for every half hour between that. We do schedule on the half hour, but the call takes about 30, 40 minutes, so it's an hour-long appointment. There'd be 10:30. Oh, there's not an 11, but there's 10:30, there's 11:30, there's 12 o'clock, etc. Did you want something kind of mid-morning or later on in the day?
Probably evening like we did tonight.
Okay. Looks like the latest ones, there's 4:30, 5:30, 6, or 6:30. Did you want the 6 or 6:30 one?
Let's make it 6 o'clock.
Six, okay. It's going to be scheduled from 6 until 7. The call should get to you right at or maybe a couple of minutes after 6. If I do happen to be in between phone calls, although things tend to get busy at the end of the day, at the end of the week, but if I am in between phone calls, I'll be on that call as well in the very beginning to introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. I will try to keep my phone line open, but they will call you either way. At 5 o'clock, you're going to get a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 6. And then in a second or so here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite really is just for your record. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say ENG, which is just in English, and then your phone number, actually your username, which is your phone number, your name, and then your actual phone number. Now, the support email, support@localsplash.com, that's really the only email address that you'll ever need. Our technician will probably, though, give you photos@localsplash.com. That's to email the photos team directly. You can, though, send anything and everything to that support email. We'll just forward it out to the right department and take care of the rest. It does look like our system finally caught up and sent you out that welcome email. You'll also get an additional email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. This is an automated email. Everybody gets it, whether they're verified or not, or in your case, in the process of getting verified. It doesn't have to be everything on that list, but certainly anything that you can send our way will help us expedite the process of making sure that your listing is not suspended, that it does get verified. If you can send us photos of tools or equipment, anything like a business card if you have one, of course a photo of your work vehicle. You don't have a physical workplace, but Google's fine with where you park your work vehicle when you're not using it for work. Is the business itself licensed or insured? It is an LLC.
It is insured.
Okay, perfect. Like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything you send our way certainly does help. Now, are you going to be wanting to be listed Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday?
7 days a week, 24 hours.
Okay, I was going to say, and you do then emergency service too, like when a storm comes through, knock down some limbs, that type of thing. Are you?
Yes.
Are you taking anything besides cash and check? Anything like credit card, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, anything like that?
I have all those.
All of them? Okay, perfect. So I'll put that in the notes as well. That kind of gives my client interview technician a little bit of a head start. It should be a simple, straightforward process when they call you tomorrow. I do hope that I will be in between phone calls. It really only takes me a couple of minutes, so if I'm not on another phone call, I'll definitely jump on that call to say a quick hello to you and introduce you to your client interview technician. Other than that, really excited to get this going for you. I do want to thank you for your patience, your kindness. You even made me laugh a few times, and as you can imagine, I don't get all of that on every phone call. Sometimes I get none of it. So it's always nice to talk to someone who's been as respectful of my time as I hope that I have been of theirs, and you have definitely been respectful, and I appreciate that. But if I'm not able to talk to you tomorrow, have a fantastic weekend. Our technician will be calling you right at or a couple minutes after 6 o'clock, with or without me, but I do hope I can jump on that call real quick.
Okay. I appreciate it. Yeah, well, at 62 years old, you learn a lot over the years.
You got about 6 years on me, so neither of us are spring chickens anymore. But, yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate your time. You have a great rest of the night. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Bye now.